Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. What is up? We are back with another episode of Feeling Good with Duddy. As always, I am here with my brother and my co-host, Mr. Jake B.
Good day.
And as always, we have another very special guest here with us today. But first, Jake, tell them what's new.
I'll tell you what's new, everybody. We got merch. That's right, dude. I'm here to tell you that we do have merch, shirts, hats. We even got a new pork snorkel pen. You remember the pork snorkel, right?
Pork snorkel.
It was discussed on our first episode. It's a wiener. That's what a pork snorkel is. We got the new pork snorkel pen, feelinggoodwithduddy.com. Follow the link below. And we also have a Patreon. If you want behind-the-scenes footage of this and every episode, you go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. You sign up and you get all sorts of extra shit. And on our Patreon page, we are, as soon as we hit 200 subscribers, which we're hovering around 100, we're about halfway there. As soon as we hit 200, Duddy has a beautiful, epic guitar.
It's an Ernie Ball Music Man guitar. It's their Cutlass model. I literally use this same exact guitar on stage every night when I perform with the Dirty Heads. It's an amazing guitar, and we are going to raffle it off free to one of our first 200 Patreon members.
Yeah, so once we get up to 200, you'll have a 1 in 200 chance of winning an amazing guitar. Pretty good odds. It's better than the lotto. That's 1 in billions, right?
And it's a better prize.
Way better.
I think it's worth more.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least.
Yeah, spiritually. All right, Duddy, that's about it for me, dude. Yeah, what's going on?
Other than that, we have an amazing guest for us here today. She is not only a fourth grade teacher, she is an author. She was on American Ninja Warrior 3 times. She is a movement artist and just an all-around inspirational, awesome person.
And... oh, yes. She's going to be in the Hall of Fame at Penn State because she's an absolute beast on the volleyball court.
That's right.
There's nothing this lady does not do.
So many amazing things. I forgot one of them. Jennifer Burtis is here with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for inviting me today.
No, our pleasure. Yeah. Thank you. You're obviously a very busy woman, so we appreciate you taking some time out of your day and coming here and spending it with us.
But you freed yourself up a little bit of time. Let's get right into this.
And
you guys know on the show, listeners know, there's no rules to who we have on the show. If you're interesting, if you're hardworking, if you're good in your field, really, if you just bring something to the table, we are willing to have anyone from any field on the show. And basically, the reason, something that you said to me, I'm talking to Jennifer right now, something she said to me before we started recording right now is a perfect reason why she's on the show. She said, I relate my life right now to the Dirty Head song Vacation, because it says, you know, you're on vacation every day if you love your occupation. She is a fourth grade teacher. She loves that. But she is taking a year off right now and throwing herself into this fitness world, because you want to be like a fitness coach, a movement coach. What do you want to be? But You're doing it right now.
I mean, I'm an educator at heart, right?
Yeah.
And so you could do that in the classroom. You can do that outside the classroom with a bigger platform. And that's what I'm getting to do this year. I mean, if I were in the classroom, I wouldn't be here talking to you today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
That's amazing. You know, we love that. We always tell our listeners that, and it's one subject we always talk about. It's like, if there's something in your life that you've always wanted to do, but you've never really given it your all, you got to find a time in your life where you can actually just really go for that. Because if you don't, one day you're going to wake up and you're going to be too old and you're not going to be able to give it your all. And you're always going to wonder, man, I wonder if I would have given it my all, would I have ever succeeded at that?
Right. I mean, I've been 21 years in the classroom, so it's time to take that leap.
You deserve it.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing.
And so, like you said, you're still educating. You're just hopefully doing it on a broader scale and just in the world of physical.
Right. I mean, I could still educate students, families, teachers, superintendents, anyone in any job. You know, now I have this bigger platform to be able to get out there and help people the best that I can.
And for the listeners, she is super fit. There's not an ounce of fat. Buff arms, stronger than buff. Myself and Josh Sugi, one of the cameramen, we both tried to hang on the door frame and we couldn't do it. And she just hung there like a little ninja. Yeah. So I would listen to you if you told me, you know, what to eat and how many push-ups to do. I'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Right. I mean, in our classroom too, we had Swiss yoga balls, and so going from math to science, you know, we'd stop and we would do these exercise routines. And as a teacher, I felt so much better.
And you did that with the fourth graders.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
You know, and I was such a better teacher. I was more engaging, and you know, that's what you want from all your teachers going through
school.
Totally,
and I'm sure the kids loved it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that after they did that, when it was time to listen, they did, and you know, they got it out. They got it out of their system, and everyone knows, like, if you work out, you get a little bit of, you know, exercise going, you feel better afterwards.
Yeah,
you're just a happier person, ready to go.
Yep, just like listening to music, moving. Those endorphins are flowing, and mm-hmm. you're feeling
that's
good with
awesome,
Daddy.
There you go.
Yeah, no one's ever angry walking out of the gym or after a run, huh? Just like, yeah, damn it, that was a shit work. Like, no, you sweat, you worked out, you're pumped. Yeah, you always feel better. Yeah, it makes sense to do it in the classroom. It's like, it's almost like a palate cleanser for your kids, right?
Yeah.
I taught you about math for a bit. Let's mess around with some workout, and now let's learn about science or whatever's next.
Totally. And anyone knows who has kids or has been around a kid, they got energy. They have more energy than we do. So you got to get some of that energy out.
Yeah, so I need to teach parents how to do this at home too,
totally.
Right?
Totally, man. Yeah, I think now more than ever, we need to be teaching parents at home, because we got to get these kids away from the electronics as much as we can.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I have two kids, and they both, you know, will go on their iPad and do their thing, and that's part of today. That's
going
to happen.
Yeah.
But we got to also be constantly trying to think of ways and just things to do with them that make them excited to do things that aren't electronic.
Right.
It is a thing. It is a thing.
It's a thing. And that leads kind of perfectly into something that you have going on right now, which is the October Challenge. What is this?
Yeah. So this is the Edu Ninja 30. It's a 30-day fitness challenge. I'm teamed up with Trained in the Art of Chaos, and we're promoting fitness. 5 exercises a day. That's it. You can do them anywhere, anytime. No excuses to be able to work in movement into your day. And we're having a great response. You know, you can follow it at eduninja.net. You can go on Edu Ninja 30 on Facebook to sign up. October just started, so there are no excuses.
That's
you could
awesome.
Sign Edu, up today.
Edu Ninja.
Yeah. Edu Ninja.
Edu Ninja. And so that's education and ninja smashed together. Obviously, she's a teacher and she was on American Ninja Warrior. So Edu Ninja, EDU Ninja. And you can start working. You could do it in your office. You can do it in your car while you're driving. No?
Well,
did I make that up? That's okay. That
maybe.
Was a bridge too far. Bridge too far.
Don't want to get people arrested.
Pull over, though.
Yeah.
There's nothing that says you can't do it on the side of the road. Bike lane?
No, let's let the bike
anywhere. Yeah, you guys get it, dude. Anywhere where it's safe. And for the listeners,
we're
putting
fire.
It up.
Could you do it in some
inside fire?
That's going to be up to you guys. I'm going to let you choose.
She's not saying no. You could do it inside fire. All right. So yeah, for the listeners, go to our YouTube page and you can see her working out right now. We're showing some of that stuff.
Oh, there you
there.
Go.
Oh yeah.
Is this part of the October thing?
You got it. So this was day one.
October challenge is the Edu Ninja.
It is. So I've been doing this challenge for 5 years now.
Okay.
So it's free. Anyone can sign up. And
this
so
is awesome.
Each day, so one day we have a Swiss ball routine. Another day, it's mostly body weight exercises that you can just go anywhere. This was just down the street, and so I just got my Swiss yoga ball in the car, went to the beach, and just did the 5 exercises that day.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And we were talking about, we all just did 10 push-ups before the show started, and we were talking
I
about
did
how
12,
easy
it
is. Yeah, Daddy, a little extra credit. Well, you need to do 12. We don't.
That's true.
We don't need those 10. Those were just extra credit. But everyone can stop and work out right now. Like, we're all guilty of it. Like, we all want to run more, do more push-ups, but I don't have time or I'm tired. You can do it right now. Do it while you're watching TV. Like, say,
totally.
If you're watching television, during the commercials maybe, you do push-ups or squats. That's what this Edu Ninja, this October challenge is. It's easy stuff you can do right now at your desk, on your lunch break, and whatever. It gets you started.
Exactly.
It gets you started. And I love it. I'm just going to go right into it. This October challenge, this Edu Ninja challenge that she's talking about right now is just a perfect way to segue into the subject of today. And she is just a perfect example of this subject. And it's just no excuses, right? No more excuses, guys. A lot of times when you're unhappy and you really think about a time in your life where you're just unhappy and maybe just grumpy and tired and lazy, probably mostly you're mad or unhappy with yourself. And it's probably because you could be doing better and you know you could be doing better, but you've made this list of excuses in your head that make it okay to not do those things because you've told yourself so many times that I can't do it because of this, and you almost start to believe those. You know, you somewhat believe it, but in the back of your head, you know, I could break these, though. I could do all of these things if I want to do, but I'm making these excuses. So it's just like there's something out there. Just like you said, she took a year off to go jump into this new field because it's something she's always wanted to do and really believes in. She's just going to do it. And there's no guarantees.
Uh-huh. And I think where
there's
Duddy's
no guarantee in that.
Uh-huh. Getting at with the no excuses thing, too, is the volleyball thing, right? You're short. You're a little.
I'm a shorty.
You're a little firecracker. How tall are you?
5'1".
She's 5'1". And did you guys hear what I said earlier? She will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I said
Penn
that.
State.
That's true, right?
Well,
at Penn State.
Actually, not Penn State. It'll be the state of Pennsylvania.
The state of Pennsylvania.
Wow. Even bigger. Wow.
Way bigger. It's a whole.
Here's
state.
A picture right here.
So. Look, volleyball. You typically think super tall, you know, or whatever. You're at the net. You're blocking shots, you're spiking. Were you, what's the name of the person who roams around everywhere? Is
so
that what you were?
I was old school, so it was before they had the name for that position.
Okay.
My coach would recruit shorter people, and back then we were called defensive specialists.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So in practice, I would just dive and roll after volleyballs, but now they're called liberos, and they can stay in the whole time.
Yeah.
So I was pre-libero.
One of my best friends, his wife, she was the team captain at Long Beach State, and she's just like you.
Wow.
She's not tall. She was short. Iris, you know,
I remember.
My brother Enrique's wife, one of my best friends. Yeah, that's why I was so stoked when I heard what you do, because she was the short person that went around everywhere. If someone else on the other team spiked the ball, she'd dive and save it. And she was a badass, and she was the team captain, and so were you. And so the excuses thing, like Duddy was getting at, look, you would never look at her and go, oh, volleyball player, done. You know, she doesn't look like the normal volleyball player. She's short, she's small, but no excuses. You loved it. What got you started in volleyball? How did you become so good?
That's a great question. My mom saw it in the church bulletin, and she said, why don't you sign up for volleyball? And I thought it was called volleyball. I didn't even know how to pronounce it.
And you're definitely not the only person.
No. I've heard that.
I was like, volleyball? I don't know what that is. And then so I went, and our school didn't have a gym. So my coach would roll out the nets with tire bases on the blacktop.
Oh, wow.
And so all my middle school career, I played outside on the blacktop.
Where'd you grow up?
Orwigsburg, so Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Rural Pennsylvania.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's how I learned how to play.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you know, anyone listening, and this isn't the first time we've had a very similar subject, but it's a good one. And you know, so if there's something out there that you want to do, or if you've just been wanting to start to get a little healthier, you don't have to go out there and start sprinting around your neighborhood. Go for a walk. Just start somewhere. Because I think you'll just start to realize how much you enjoy I just really like being outside and just walking around, getting some fresh air. And if you do that long enough, maybe that'll turn, you know what, I'm going to jog. Every half block, I'm going to jog for a half block, and then I'm going to walk a half block. Whatever, you start somewhere, you stop making those excuses, and it might actually turn into something you really enjoy.
No matter what you look like, no matter what you feel like, everything that you think you can't do, you can do that. And it's like we talked about this a couple episodes, where it takes energy to create energy. You think you don't have the energy to go for a walk, go for a jog, do 10 push-ups. You do, but you have to use your energy to create the extra energy. You have to stand up. You have to walk over, and you have to get on the floor and do the push-ups, right? And then instantly you have energy to do more push-ups than you thought you could do. No matter what you look like, no matter what you think about yourself, you can do all the things you want to do. Stand up and start doing it now. If Jennifer's 5'1", and she can go be one of the best volleyball players in the state of Pennsylvania, you can do anything. Just get up and start partying.
Yeah, man. I'm sure it's like with anything you're going to do, that first push-up or that first lap is going to be the hardest one, and that's not because that first one is tough. That's because you first got to fight through your own mental boundaries you've made and your excuses you've set up. You're going to get through all that, and then you're going to get out there, and you're going to feel good.
Oh, Duddy, you segue captain.
Oh, my Lord, people. You are. You're going to feel great. It's going to be great, I promise. And speaking of feeling good, on this show we have some sponsors. And first off, let's start with Koi CBD. We talk about this one every single episode. We love it. They've been with us since the beginning. I literally start my day off with CBD every day. It just makes me feel good. It takes a little edge off. And if you are someone out there who's got some aches and pains or some sore joints and you're constantly popping like over-the-counter pills, you know, to painkillers, give CBD a try. I think you're really going to not only like the results, but you're just going to like how it makes you feel, and you are going to feel better. You're going to see a difference.
If you're constantly popping pills, consult a physician as well, because I think you might have a problem. But if you just want to feel better and you take the occasional pill instead of that, sure, it sounds like the other people you're describing are addicted to pills.
Apparently Jake is sponsored by physicians. I don't know.
Yeah, but, big physician. I got worried about the person you were describing. Anyway.
So yeah, Koi CBD, great product. Check it out at koicbd.com. Put in code DUDDYB at checkout and you will get 20% off. And if you put in code JAKEB at your next physician appointment, you will get nothing.
You'll pay full price for a physician's visit.
Also, Sticky Vapes, another product we love and use on the daily here at Feeling Good. We're busy, we're on the go, and I can't just have a stick vaporizer. This is a little tiny one.
You could have bong if you wanted to.
But if I had a bong my pocket and I was at one of my skate gang meetings and then I fell and the bong broke and I get glass in my knee, you can't have that.
Laceration issues. You got it,
my
dude,
point is, these are... God, that one sucks. Sorry, guys. Yeah. but that's what you get the point. They're easy to put in your pocket. We love them. Yeah. Stickyvapes.com. Jake, where do you use yours?
I do mine in between reps. So let's say I go down for a push-up. I go up one, exhale, down for two. And it's just whenever you think about it, just drop and do one. Add it to your life push-up and toke.
That's right. Total. And the perfect one to be doing that would be the Lift Me Up. Oh, that's our new one from the Dirty Heads. We made three new flavors with Sticky Vapes. They are going to be in your local dispensaries. We got the Hybrid, which is the Cloud Lifter. They're all names from our new album. The Hybrid is the Cloud Lifter. The Indica is Super Moon. And you heard it, the Sativa is the Lift Me Up.
That Cloud Lifter and Lift Me Up both make sense for that push-up thing I was talking
That's
about.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, and the Super Moon does, too. Remember that when your friends would be like, oh, can you do a super push-up? And then you got to close your eyes, God. And then you pull down your pants, and then they do a push-up into your butt.
Yeah, does anyone ever remember that as a child? Hey, can you do it? No, it was an atomic push-up.
It was something like that.
It was something like that where they'd say, close your eyes and do. No, it was a sit-up.
It was a sit-up.
An atomic sit-up, and then one of your friends would hold your feet, and they'd go, close your eyes and do a sit-up. And then when your eyes were closed, third friend would place his butt right where your face would go.
Yeah.
And that's what working out is. Am I?
Right.
No, Jennifer's like, you, I don't know. She's all, that's why you guys aren't buff. No one would work out if that was the thing. That's not part of the October challenge.
All right, so stickyvapes.com. Check it out. Awesome product, awesome people. And don't do sit-ups into your friend's butts.
Unless you're into that, dude. It's just judgment-free zone.
Last but not least, Jake.
Yeah.
We have one more sponsor on it. A great product, great people, and there's something cool going on there right now. Jake, tell them about it.
That's right. The great people at Onnit that make you feel good in a million ways. They've got energy, you know, supplements. They've got protein powder, pre-workout, post-workout, all that stuff, all natural. They have one of their best products is Alpha Brain. So many people use Alpha Brain. It just keeps you sharp. It keeps your brain synapses firing, all that. I think I said that right. I don't know.
You must have taken
words
those.
I heard someone else say. Yes, but at any rate, Duddy and I take it, and it keeps us sharp, dude. No doubt. It helps you access your memory, and you just feel on it. So they on their Alpha Brains, if you get the 90 or the 60 capsule jars, they have a thing inside called a golden ticket, just like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. All the golden tickets are winners in some way, whether it be a discount off your next purchase, all the way up to you can win a trip to the Onnit headquarters where Duddy and I went this past summer. We worked out.
It was awesome. Buff.
And you get like a year supply of Alpha Brain, a year supply of Total Human. Seriously great prizes. So go to Onnit, get yourself some Alpha Brain, and use promo code Duddy.
Yeah, and that's Onnit with two N's, onnit.com. And if you do /Duddy, you're going to get 10% off that product.
That's
right. Check it out.
And get on it.
I think that's it.
That is it for the sponsors. Oh, thank you. Standing ovation. That's nice. But before we like move on too far, I don't feel like we got the whole story of what. So obviously your mom told you about volleyball.
Sure.
I think we got sidetracked and we kind of jumped into some things. That's on Duddy and I.
What?
But your mom, told you about volleyball. But how did you get so good? right? Did we go? We didn't get.
No,
into
I mean,
that.
I guess we didn't get into that.
No, we just. So that's how you started.
That's how I started. But then I honestly would take a volleyball on the side of my house on the roof, and I would just pass and have it just come down.
Oh yeah.
And so like I was just so old school with all of that, you know.
Yeah.
I
like rural Pennsylvania.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You and I were talking earlier, and yeah. you told me you used to run through the forest in your backyard. So you were rural Pennsylvania.
You know, so as long as I was home for dinner, then so that's how I started playing volleyball.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I mean, I love it because that's so perfect with your October challenge and showing people, look, it doesn't matter where you're at or what you're doing, you could do these workouts. Well, look, she didn't have a facility to go. She hit the ball up on a roof. The ball falls off. You hit the ball back up on the roof. It's like, come on, anybody can do that.
Yeah.
And like you explained, it didn't even seem like the volleyball program you entered into early was that well put together, right?
No.
You guys were making makeshift volleyball courts.
Right.
So when did it start to step up for you? At what age is this when you first find out about volleyball?
About fifth grade.
Okay. And then you start playing what? Just like a...
Middle school.
Middle school.
I remember. I did the middle school volleyball. I remember that. Yeah.
Did you play all the way around? Did you have a certain position?
I'm pretty sure I was like the setter.
You were.
I was the setter.
So you were a hustler. You were out there running around, leading the team.
Yeah. I was always like, I remember at that age in my life, middle school, like I definitely was, I would come home with like holes in my pants. My hands would be black, just dirty. Like I was that kid for sure.
Daddy and I were athletes.
Yeah, for sure.
We were baseball. He was really good at soccer. I played basketball and baseball in high school. We were athletes.
Yeah.
Not to the level that Penn State ain't
going to Hall of Fame or nothing, but.
So you're discovering in junior high that you're good at this?
That I like it.
That you
know,
like
I don't
it.
Know how good I am or okay. not. You know, I get to high school and play high school. Same thing, small high school, not a stellar team by any means. But my volleyball coach at Penn State, he saw me at his camp. So
you did a camp just to improve your skills.
Yeah, so I went up to Penn State my junior year, and he saw me there. And so they had me come up and talk to him, and he's like, do you want to play at Penn State?
Get at her. So he saw something. He saw a fire in you, some sort of energy that he's like, that's all I
need. He saw me
need.
Run around like Daddy, I think. Because I was a setter too.
Nice.
So I seriously, I ran around that court and just like hustled my tail off.
Oh, yeah.
And so he called me up and I'm thinking, okay, I'm on the second court. And he's asking me if I want to play at Penn State. Like, this is where, you don't understand, my mom and dad in the kitchen, they've got Penn State wallpaper.
Oh, wow.
They've got the lamp. I mean, they are super diehard fans.
That's awesome.
So the fact that he even asked me if I wanted to go up and play, I was like, well, yeah. What do I have to do? Sign me up, you know?
That's cool.
Unreal. Yeah.
It was a dream come true.
Successful career there.
Yeah. I mean, I redshirted and I had to learn a whole new position because I was moving from setter to defensive specialist. So
explain
it took a couple years.
Explain what redshirted is for the listeners too a little bit real quick.
Because
that's a whole other weird thing that a lot of people don't know.
That's true. So, you know, you practice with the team and you work on your skills to be able to develop those and you don't play in any of the games. That year.
And there's a lot of people that are, you'll hear like, oh, he's a red shirt. Uh-huh. He was a red shirt freshman or she was. Yep. It means you came in, you were part of the team, you practiced. Like they see something there, but they need to bring you up.
Develop.
So you red shirt at Penn State.
Yep.
Still amazing. You're stoked to be there. You're getting better. And then from there.
From there, you know, the team was amazing. I mean, that's right when they jumped into the Big Ten and they won. It was very competitive to compete for a spot on the team, right? So each and every day, you've got your teammates where you love them and they're your teammate and your sister, but at the same time, you're competing against them for a spot,
you want that
right?
playing time.
Like so, I mean, that was tough those couple of years doing it, but I figured it out. So by my junior year, I started starting in the back row and getting more playing time. So it took a couple of years, but I did it.
That's awesome.
You know, I stuck it out. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I didn't quit. You know, I wanted to quit that junior year and you know, give it up. But
really, so you
it would have been a whole different lifestyle if I would have quit.
But yeah, you don't seem like someone who quits on a lot of things.
No, I mean, I did. I took the spring season off, and coach came back to me. He kept going to my roommate and saying, "Get Bird back." My nickname's Bird, and he's like, "You know, come on, you got to come back. You got to come back." I'm like, "All right." He saved me again.
Nice, I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
That's funny what you said. It's like a whole different lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because it would have been. Who knows where you would have went. You still might have been a teacher. You still might have been everything that you are, but you would have maybe had a different mindset. You could have been, like, quitting would have been okay with you maybe if you allowed that to happen. But through getting pressured in by your coach and through making the decision not to quit, I think you taught yourself something insane that you, right?
That was right when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, so listen up out there, everybody. You just don't know what moments are going to be the critical one in your life. And it's not when you have the success that is the big wow moment. It might have been that moment that you almost quit in your junior year, but then mm-hmm. you didn't. And that's why you got to through. That big success yep. moment.
And yeah. you probably could have had 100 excuses why you should have quit or could have quit because of all of these things, but you know, you choose not to. You take maybe the route that's a little harder, but you know, that's really where you want to end up. And you do that. I think that's kind of what your book is about. Is this?
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
This is her book, the Edu Ninja Mindset. You want to tell us a little bit about this?
You bet. It's 11 Habits for Building a Stronger Mind and Body. And it's exactly what you talked about. It's more the mindset piece of it that, you know, no matter what obstacles come your way, you're able to find ways and maneuver to be able to make them a success. You know, so it's overcoming obstacles and sharing those with people to help empower them. So it's really about being at your best to be able to help others.
I think that's a subject that literally anybody can relate to, or anybody could use a little bit of, you know, help in that field just for yourself, you know, because we've all been in a time in our life where we've been down or we've been faced with the problem or a hurdle where you're just like, how am I going to, I don't have the energy to get through this. So I'm just going to not do it. Like, you know, something like this could really help you find that courage or that energy to really, you know, get through those times. So.
And we all have quit on things too. Yeah. Right? This isn't like, obviously sometimes when you're like saying, you know, I'm behind a microphone, so it sounds like I'm, you know, you can't quit. I've quit a million things and I've been mad at myself where I'm like, God, that was, you know, even stupid little things when you're a kid, you're like,
yep.
I should have just pushed through that and I would have been a lot happier. We've totally. All done that. So it doesn't mean if you're listening to the show, just you can start today just deciding the next time you have a chance to potentially quit something or push it through, choose the push it through route, see it to the end. And then maybe you start to change your mindset. I mean, we're all still doing it. I'm sure all of us have regrets in the past where we're like, man, I gave up on that shit. Man, I wish I could go back and try harder right there. But we learn, you know, and that's what we always try to do on the show. Daddy and I, it's like, we always try to choose a theme. Cause it's like, you know, Daddy and I are big shit talkers. We try to make everyone laugh. We're constantly making fun and poking fun, but we also want to leave people with something where they can go, oh yeah, I can plug that into my life today and make today easier because we all need that.
You're doing it for me right now, honestly.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, you totally just inspired me to do some different training and really put myself out there. So thank you. I appreciate
that. No doubt.
That.
Yeah, no worries.
That was awesome. Thanks for sharing that with me.
So you guys, go check it out. The Edu Ninja Mindset. Is there anywhere, you know, people can go to grab this?
Oh, you bet. Amazon.com.
Go to Amazon.
BarnesandNoble.com.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can definitely pick it up there.
So please, you guys, go check this out. And if you do, hit us up on like our Instagram or Facebook and let us know what you thought about it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about, I mean, the ninja part of the Edu Ninja.
Sure. Yeah.
Dude, you were on American Ninja Warrior. You were on it three times.
Two times. But maybe this season will be the third, right?
Sounds like there'll be three.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, you do look really fit, you know? So actually, I guess someone could look at you and go, hey, you're an American Ninja Warrior, but you're just this little spark plug, but you were on that crazy show. You got to jump just as high as anyone who's 6'6" who goes on that show.
Yep.
I just saw you hanging off the door frame over here. And so you were on American Ninja. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, you go on there and just the relationships you build with people, you know, because it's everyone from every walk of life who is on there, like you said, like overcoming obstacles and putting themselves out there to just be the best that they can be, you know?
It does seem like, and that's what I love about that show, is everyone is absolutely rooting for everyone else.
Yeah.
Totally.
Because it's like you can all win. Like everyone can get past, it doesn't have to be just one winner. Of course, there's people who might get through an obstacle course faster, but it's kind of like everyone really wants everyone to get farther.
Yeah.
And that course, like,
There's a couple things on there where you're like, what?
And that's just the qualifying course. Yeah. You know, that one is nuts. But then once the people qualify and they start getting to like the third round of that thing, I'm like, how dare you ask someone to do that is how I look at it. But take us through your experience. What did you do? Did you train on – where did you go to train for that? Because it's such a weird thing.
Do you sign up to, like, get a tryout? Like, how does that go about?
So it was one of my friends from back home. He's like, well, I think you should try out for American Ninja Warrior. And then I went up to Penn State. And another friend, she's like, you play volleyball like a ninja, because I was rolling after balls. And she said, you know, yeah, I think you should sign up. So I just went back. I just, you know, made a video and sent it in. Oh, and
that's right. They always play those videos. Yeah. Right, so that's part of it. You got to make a video because they want to see that you have a personality
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah. So I had some students in my class help me out, and they were so cute.
Oh,
you
that's
know,
awesome.
The one student is like, well, she won an arm wrestling contest. In Mexico against a bunch of guys.
You know? Oh, nice.
So he embellished it a
bit. Like, she won an arm wrestling contest. Who cares? In Mexico, what?
Yeah.
Okay, a Mexican arm wrestling contest? Fucking let's hear
bang
more.
Her in.
Maybe that's what
against
got me in,
guys,
right?
Hey, we might have just found Armageddon 2. We have hosted an arm wrestling competition, and it
get
was a
here.
Big success. We've never done a second one. It was called Armageddon. And that's a little bit of an oxymoron. We're thinking about doing Armageddon 2. We're going to blow up the world again. You are on it, okay? We're gonna absolutely
our,
contact
the
you.
Dirty Heads, our monitor guy, Big Mike, he won.
It's going to
so
be fun
it might
to watch
be you
be
against
Big
Mike.
Mike.
No.
I'm sitting here thinking which.
I don't know what Big Mike looks like, but I like
big.
The sound
he's got
of
a,
it.
Yeah,
she's a Big Mike, watch out.
You hear that, Big Mike?
You're
take
dead.
A good look, buddy. That's right.
Oh.
Oh, my God. So we got an Armageddon 2 competitor.
We got it.
Shit. Sorry. Oh. We lost track. Oh, yeah. That's right. You won an arm wrestling contest in Mexico against guys.
This was all part of the video to get her on the Ninja Warrior.
And then, sure enough, like 2 weeks later, they call, and I'm in my classroom to give me the call that I got on the show.
Oh, nice.
So just to be able to celebrate with my whole class and be like, guess what? It's American Ninja Warrior.
So you're in your classroom. You're teaching fourth graders.
Yeah.
And what, your phone, you get a text. You pick up your cell phone.
Uh-huh.
Because you're expecting potentially a call or
possibly,
ride.
Possibly, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
And then you answer it in front of the kids.
Yep.
What do they do?
Freaked out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're jumping out, up and down. They're screaming. Oh. Like, their teacher just got
imagine
asked
if,
to be on the show.
At that age, cool. if you know, like, I'm going to get to watch my teacher on TV do this crazy obstacle course.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding? That's amazing.
My teacher's a ninja.
Yeah. I mean,
that's
my,
what those kids were
my
saying.
My teacher will beat up your teacher.
When Daddy and I were younger, we met Van Damme. Right? That's the only thing we can say. But it would be cooler to have a teacher that's a ninja.
Yeah.
We've told this story like 100 times. It's so sad that we keep just living our lives.
It's one of my highest moments of my life.
We were just at a pizza parlor in Ojai, California on vacation with our parents. And it was one of these pizza parlors where like it's just like park bench seating. It's just a bunch of park benches. And you can be sitting right next to anybody who sits next to you. And Van Damme sat next to us. My dad and mom are across the arm.
And I'm
dad
like 10.
That's what you asked.
Right when like Bloodsport came out. And it was just like my favorite movie of all time.
Peak Van Damme. We're at the peak age of someone who is just consuming all that Van Damme puts out. We're the biggest fans. And my dad's sitting across from us. Van Damme's next to us. So Duddy and I do not recognize this. We don't know. We're not looking over at these. And my dad's looking across. And I just hear my dad. He's all, excuse me, sir. Are you Jean-Claude Van Damme? You know, and yes, I am. He like stands up and he's like, my sons, they're the biggest. He posed with us. Boys, you must keep training. Like, the coolest guy.
Wow.
So anyway, you're fourth grade kids.
So
we got
I
something
did.
Too, all
I
right?
Keep training.
Your teacher's a ninja. All right. We met Van Damme at a pizza parlor. Yeah.
No bigs.
Yeah, Duddy immediately stopped training, which is sad.
I stopped training him.
I felt
like he already got enough from me. He was doing great movies, you know, so I started, you know, training other people.
And where'd he go after that? I'd never heard of Van Damme again, so he should have stuck with you, Dad.
No, he's it. I'm not going to make
Van
fun
Damme's
of Van
doing
I'm
great.
I'm not making fun of Van Damme.
Van Damme?
I refuse to make fun of Van Damme.
No one ever makes fun of Van Damme. You get a swift spin kick to the jaw.
All
real quick. In denim, he'll do it. I've seen him do it plenty of times.
And then he'll show his butt.
Well, that's part
he's
of each. Did you notice that?
No.
So the 80s were big for boobs and butts and stuff for girls. You know, every movie had like, you know, Sharon Stone. Hi. You know, it just had to. Van Damme was the guy that showed his ass in a lot of movies.
Every movie at least once
so
he saw his butt.
He was doing it for the ladies. You
gotta
give respect
I remember
to him.
Every time it would happen, my mom would go, oh, Jean.
Oh, yeah. My mom would be like, he's got a wonderful physique, you know, and then it would be, and fair enough, dude, because it was nothing but boobs hitting the screen in the 80s. And finally, Van Damme said, all right, ladies, blah, you go, oops, I'm on the way to the shower.
He was the original Instagram model.
Yep. Just putting it out there.
Oh, dude, man, damn.
I'm glad we went into that. She's going, I would like to be a teacher again one day, so please stop talking about this. But you're right, Van Damme had a wonderful physique in the 80s.
Let's change the subject. Let's let her talk about something here. Do you have a Bandcamp story for us?
A Bandcamp story? Well, I think it's hilarious.
Wait a minute. I wasn't done.
You're not done. No fucking way. I'm not done with American Ninja. So you get the phone call in front of the classroom. The kids have a teacher who's a ninja. I went into Van Damme. That's my fault.
Yeah.
And his butt. Should we talk about? No. Okay. Okay. So you get the call. Now what do you do? You have to go do a trial course, or is your next move you're on TV doing that?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Just show up.
So you have 2 weeks, and then you just show up, and they film at nighttime. So my run was at 4 a.m.
Is it in Vegas?
Venice Beach.
Venice Beach. Yeah. So they fly you out.
Well, I was in San Diego, so I drove up.
Okay, drove out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And do you even get like one practice run or anything?
No.
First time, go.
That's it. One and done.
No.
One and done.
And they do little alterations to that each year, right? It's kind of the same course, that opening. Or do they change the whole shit out of it every year?
Yeah, it's so changed. Wow. You know, because people get stronger and bigger and faster.
Totally.
So it's like a cat and mouse game.
And people start building them in their
backyard.
That's what I wanted to know.
Yep.
Did you find somewhere to try to? Because people build the courses in their backyard and stuff. I mean, out here, that's tough to do.
Yeah. So I was dating someone at the time, so he was building stuff for me.
Perfect. Nice. That's a good
love
guy.
It. Love it.
I think so, too. I mean, so that's where I started. I only had 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, that's
you
not
know,
a
so
lot
I really
time.
Went to the rock climbing gym a lot. My fitness level was up high, and, you know, so I was okay.
Rock nice. Climbers, like, whenever rock it's climbing. Like, he's a rock climber, or she's a rock climber, dude. That person always does pretty well.
That just takes incredible strength.
And
a lot of that, like, on the show, a lot of it's, like, jumping and grabbing on weird things and jumping higher.
Right.
And the one with the bar.
Do we have any like American Ninja Warrior footage? Can we find you?
Yeah. I mean, you can look on YouTube. I've got some footage of that.
Okay.
You know, that's what got me out was that mini trampoline, right? Because I'd never jumped on
look
a trampoline, especially on a
and then
show
just,
like
and
that.
And having to know like which exact direction. Yeah. Is that going to bounce me?
Or how high do you bounce off it, right?
It's, you know? That's cruel. Because
you don't even get one practice.
I feel like you guys should have like, it should be maybe a 3 or 4 hour run where they just let you guys just, even, okay, like, I watch SLS a lot. It's the Street League Skateboarding. It's the biggest, coolest thing in skateboarding, right? And they let these dudes have 3-4 hours on the course to figure out their runs. I mean, maybe that's a little different, I guess, but I feel like they should at least give you guys one trial run through. Because like you said, you don't know the bounce of the trampoline.
Right here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
There's Jennifer here going for it, Venice Beach.
If you're listening, we're watching her right
now.
Yeah,
for the listeners, she's Oh, no.
Oh, of course they start it right where
she
was.
Dude, that's, wait a minute. That doesn't look
like. So I got through the quintuple steps, right? And then I got through. That was the hardest thing ever.
Dude, she went through the
opening. Wheel.
She had to grab this wheel with her hands and legs and just roll it. Oh, see, this is where it's gnarly because you're a smaller girl.
Right.
And you have to be tall to reach that bar.
Yeah. And then plus, did you see that slackline bridge? It was like a seatbelt. You had to shimmy across. Yeah.
So, and you could, like obviously if you had another try or two, because you got to the bar, but
yeah,
it would have taken you a couple bounces on that trampoline just to figure out the spring of it.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's why you got to be a ninja, dude. It's no joke.
Yeah, I mean, and people train all year long for it, and then they get one shot on the course.
One shot. Oh.
Yeah.
That looks
great,
fun,
though. You did great. This thing right here.
I mean,
just to walk across that.
Yeah, for the listeners, she made it through the first thing, you know, where you got to, like, jump to the right, jump to the left, jump to the right. And then she made it through this next thing where it was a big
spinning wheel.
A big wheel. You just grab it with your arms and legs and corkscrew your way down. And then you made it through. What was that third thing?
Slackline bridge.
Slackline bridge. So you're balancing on this thin line as a bridge. And then basically she hits the trampoline where you got to jump up way high and grab a bar. But, I mean, imagine, you know, there's people that are 6'6". There's big, tall, lanky people doing it. And, of course, they can bounce right up. 5'1". She's got to launch herself all the way up
there,
man.
And you had it, too.
You
almost.
Had it.
Almost, yeah.
So that was several years ago. You told me earlier we were talking. You did this 2 years in a row. And then you blew out your Achilles, was
blew
it?
Blew out my Achilles.
Mm. Doing just working out.
It was parkour.
Parkour.
So, I mean, I was running an obstacle course, and I wanted to get a faster time. So I went to run up a wall, just like any ninja,
right? Like anyone would do.
And so when I went to plant my foot, my heel hit first, and it just snapped and flopped.
I heard that is just a painful one.
Oh,
it's
gnarly.
Don't come back from that one, too.
Right.
That's like a
I had to move downstairs. So all my stuff in my bedroom, I had to move it downstairs for the year. And I was on crutches for 5 months in a cast. And so it was a long recovery. It took about 2 years till I could really get back to any type of training.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your teaching during this time is just you dive into the teaching?
Well, that's when I really jumped into being able to help teachers, right? So that's when I found, because my friend Adam, he was paralyzed in the Penn State Ohio State football game. And he had a 3% chance of walking. And so after 4 months, he was able to walk. He walked out onto the field after tons of rehab. And, like, sure enough, I'm feeling sorry for myself, right? Because it's 4 months and I still can't walk. And so, oh, poor me, right? And I talked to Adam and I'm like, Adam, I can't even walk yet. It's 4 months and you were able to walk, you know, through all this rehab. And he's like, Jen, he's like, you'll be able to walk. Yeah. You'll be able to run, maybe not as well as you could have. But he goes, I work with so many people in my foundation that can never walk again, right? And that just, like, put it all in perspective. Yeah. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that this is nothing compared to what people are going through. So
can't it was, make excuses.
No excuses. You know, it just drove me to be able to help people in a bigger capacity. And that was the catalyst for me getting out of the classroom and being able to help more people.
That's awesome.
Was that moment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and again, you took a negative or a perceived negative, and it becomes something else.
Yeah.
It becomes a positive, something that you're still doing long past your injury being healed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yep.
Back.
So
and potentially going to try out again for the American Ninja?
Honestly, I mean, after hearing you guys speak earlier, that I think that did it for me.
You feel like you have to now.
Yeah, I feel like I have to.
I want nothing more than to see you hit that trampoline and grab that fucking bar.
Would you guys come and watch?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I didn't even know it was that close. Venice, I'm there.
I would be
there. Yeah, Universal Studios, maybe even this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Wipeout's a little more up, like, for me to try out for Wipeout.
Yeah. Do you remember Wipeout?
Oh, yeah. I remember Wipeout.
I always thought, how fun would that be if you could rent that course out for, like, a birthday party and just watch your friends just get their asses kicked.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That I would always watch that show and just be like, how do they get away with this? Dude, someone's gonna die.
You saw people get pretty smashed. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I think I cut you off. You were saying something when I did that.
No, but not at all.
Okay, so yeah, when is that gonna be? Are you going to do it, you think?
I will. Let's just say I have to. I mean, I can't be on air and say it and not do it, right?
Absolutely. This is
what you do. You put out there.
You put it out there, and then the world keeps you accountable.
Most definitely.
You know?
Yeah. And so I appreciate that.
When is it?
So I would have to see, but I think probably March. You know, so
not too far away.
No,
few months.
Lots of training. So if you guys want to help join the Edgy Ninja 30, train with me.
Oh, everybody.
You know, I get everyone training together.
I know. I wish we would have had you on right before October. We could all join on it now, though.
I mean, what? Fucking 1 week in.
We're 1 week in.
Whatever. We're going to go 1 week into November.
We'll just push it back for us. And then also for the listeners that aren't Patreon members, we are going to have a behind the scenes of this episode, and we are going to do some exercises. Duddy and I are going to do some exercises in our normal street clothes here, and we're going to put all that on Patreon. So we'll probably look really good. We're super athletic.
Yes. Before we get into that, though, I do want to hear.
Why is everyone laughing?
Bandcamp story.
Oh,
and are you going to tell this one from school?
It's so perfect. I mean, because we were talking a little bit about arm wrestling and Big Mike, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what my Bandcamp story is. Is
let me do the drop for you before
ready?
We go.
Go.
Oh, and this one time at Bandcamp.
I always have to end up cutting people off. Hold on, give me a
for our dumb little
for my dumb little drop, dude. But you laughed, so it was worth it.
No, it was perfect. Perfect setup. And so mine is fourth grade classroom, right? The firefighters came in at lunchtime because they were honoring one of the girls who won their art contest.
Awesome.
So they come in, they bring pizza and sodas, and for the Edgy Ninja mindset, I'm like, all right, you know, it's
food.
Special occasion, right?
Yeah.
And so the kids start drinking. They bring them full sodas. They start drinking, and turns into like a frat party in seconds. I mean, these kids are like bouncing off the walls.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
starting to go crazy, and then all of a sudden, one of the boys looks at the firefighter, and he looks at me, and he's like, Miss Burtis, you got to arm wrestle the firefighter. And I'm like, what? And then the whole class started chanting, do it, do it, do it, right?
Oh
and all
God.
The firefighters
it did
are,
turn into
right?
a frat party.
And they're looking at you like, I don't want to fuck.
Because they're all toga, toga.
So they start looking at each other to see like if I'm going to say yes or what's going to, or if I'm going to like squash the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like they're like looking to me like what's going to happen, right? So I honestly was this close to doing it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that.
I thought you were going to wreck those dudes.
I mean, I almost did. I went up, and then, like, I was like, well, nah. No, I was like, I probably shouldn't. And then I talked to the boy afterwards, and I was like, I was this close. And he's like, if I would have asked you one more time, would you have done it? And I said, maybe. You know, I was really close. And he's like, he goes, you know, but... He goes, you would have won.
Dude, I just figured it out for Armageddon 2. Oh. We're bringing in a firefighter.
Oh, you know who's a firefighter now? Scotty O.
No way. Yeah. One of our buddies, Scotty O, might have to arm wrestle you on Armageddon 2. Because that was one of those times in life where I'm sure every morning you wake up and you just go, I really wish I would have just arm wrestled one of those firefighters. Oh, and we're going to go ahead and let you go back in time. And just right that wrong, which is what that was. That poor young boy. He knows religion.
All you firefighters out there, watch out.
That's right. Start working out now, firefighters. Could be you.
He's going to put out your fire. Right? That works. Does that work?
Armageddon 2.
Okay.
I mean, it worked for me.
All right. Well, shit. I think that's it for today. Yeah.
So let's get all your plugs going. Let's hit the outro. Boom.
You got it.
And let's.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
They can find me at jenburtis.com. You can sign up at Edge Ninja 30 for the 30-day challenge. For Edge Ninja 30, Trained in the Art of Chaos is our sponsor.
And, oh, yeah, put that towards your shirt, Trained in the Art of Chaos.
I've got a sticker here if you want to hold that up.
Here, let me. We'll throw all these.
I mean, I'm wearing it, right? I mean,
stand up. Show the better advertisement than that. Look. Give a flex out.
You guys were looking there the whole show anyway.
Oh, come on.
Act like you weren't, creeps.
So, and also, go check out her book, Edu Ninja Mindset. You can get it on Amazon.com and also BarnesandNobles.com. And check it out, and we would love to hear you guys' thoughts on this book. Hit us up on our socials at HealingGoodWithDaddy.com.
Find us on Patreon to watch us do embarrassing workouts.
Oh, man.
That's right. Thank you so much, John. You're the best.
Yeah. You guys are the best.
And we definitely want to come watch you do the American Ninja thing. You got to come back in before it. So we'll hype it up, and then we'll make sure everyone tunes in, and it'll be awesome.
Thank you.
And thanks to everyone here at Reamp Studios for all the help. And as always, go to cutlassbrand.com and put in code FEELINGGOOD, and you will get 20% off of your order. Thank y'all. See you next time. Peace.
Do 10 push-ups right now.
Right now, 10 push-ups.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.